Hey, homeschool mamas, how are you doing here in mid-October? It's a beautiful fall day here in Alabama, but I've been talking with a number of moms recently who are not enjoying this season. They say they're just too busy, but I hear something deeper. Let's take a few minutes today to slow down, ask ourselves some honest questions, and consider how we're really doing. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. I really have been having these conversations lately. You could quite likely be having the same conversations. Ask a homeschool mom how she's doing. You'll probably hear a one-word answer: busy. That's what I'm hearing from mom after mom right now. We're just busy. That doesn't actually answer the question, though. When we ask each other, how are you? We're asking for something deeper, something a little more personal. We're asking, how's your heart? How are you as a person? When our response is busy, I think it reveals that we are allowing so much to go on in our lives, we're honestly not sure how we really are deep inside. What I'm hearing is that the busyness of life and homeschool life is masking a desire deep inside of us. Here in the middle of October, we're at this peak of activities. I've been homeschooling for enough years now that I've seen it's a trend. In the middle of October, we as homeschool moms are super busy. We're halfway through the semester. Maybe at this point, you're feeling like you're behind in your lessons. Maybe you had a great lesson plan made back in summer, and you're just not at the lesson number in the math book that you thought you would be at by this point of time. Maybe your calendar is extra full right now with kids' activities or church activities, all good things. It's just really busy. Maybe you've encountered some unexpected life situations this fall. They weren't part of the plan. They're not things you can choose to just avoid. They're things you're going to have to face. So whatever's going on in your life here in the middle of October, I think as moms, it's easy for us to focus on the externals, to focus on the things going on around us, and neglect to pay attention to what's going on internally, to those things that are going on in our hearts. But if we want to be healthy moms, who are able to take care of our families, we're able to lead our children through school and activities and through the fun times of the fall season, we need to take some time out of the busyness and think about our hearts. How are you really doing? I want to ask us some questions today. I don't know which one of these might resonate with you, but as you listen to these questions, I want you to honestly ask yourself, how am I doing? How is my heart? How is my mind? Is there a step that I need to take so that I can be in a healthy place so I'm able to be taking care of my family in the way that I want to be able to do? Question number one, is there a nagging thought or feeling that you keep avoiding? I've been in this place many times where there's this thought that just keeps trying to rise to the surface of my mind, but I push it away because I don't want to deal with it. Maybe it's something hard. Maybe it's something about a relationship. Maybe there's a conflict sort of situation that you think, if I don't let it come to the surface, we can just move on with life and pretend like it's not there. We know very well, though, that that's not true. We know that those thoughts or feelings are there for a reason. There's something we need to deal with. So if you have a nagging thought or feeling that you've been avoiding, I'd encourage you to take some time and allow yourself to think about it. Maybe take some time to journal your thoughts. Definitely encourage you to take some time to pray about it. It doesn't have to be an eloquent prayer. Just tell the Lord what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Even if it's not clear to you, it's clear to Him, and He might be able to help you have some clarity of understanding what that thought is. Question number two, do you remember why you started homeschooling this year? You know, back in the middle of summer, you probably had these great dreams and plans and ideas of what this year was going to be like. In October, though, it's really easy to have forgotten why we're doing this. If you've listened to some of my past podcasts, you might have seen the encouragement to write down your vision or the reason why you're homeschooling. If you're not sure why you're even doing this, I'd encourage you to go back to the conversation that I had with Christy Trent about a year ago in 2022 and spend some time remembering, why are you homeschooling? It's important for us to remember our why in the midst of this busy season. Question number three, how's your time with Jesus? Are you spending time alone with Him each day? You know, this might look like 30 minutes where you're able to sit down uninterrupted in the morning, cup of coffee, a candle, a Bible, journal, devotion book. But it may not look quite that neat and pretty, as you are a homeschool mom with children and school lessons and many interruptions through your day. I think you know some things that you can be doing in your own personal life to be spending time in the presence of Jesus. Maybe it's turning on worship music throughout the day. Maybe it's sitting down and reading a devotion. Maybe you get half of it before you have interruptions from your toddlers. Whatever it is that works for you in your current season of life, remember to be spending time with Jesus every day in one way or another. Question number four, how's your margin? Is there any amount of open space in your schedule right now? You really need it. I know that the lessons are important. The activities are important. Your church activities absolutely are important. But you also need some open space to be able to slow down and breathe. If you're in a place that you don't feel like you have any time to stop and breathe, you need to take the effort to create some margin. You really need it. Question five, what can you cross off of your task list? If you're going to create some margin, you might need to sit down and look at the list of things you feel like you really need to be doing. There's probably something you can take off. Question number six, it's kind of the opposite of the previous question. What task on your list do you really need to just decide to do? You know, I'm great at having these tasks on my list that I just keep bumping to the next week because I don't really want to deal with it. When I finally get around to doing it, though, I realize it really didn't take that much time and it really wasn't as hard as I was thinking it was going to be. So what task do you need to do so it can be done? Question number seven. What is weighing heavy on your heart right now? But even a better question than that, have you told somebody about it? You know, isolation is the place Satan wants you to be. It's an easy place for him to put us as homeschool moms in that place where we feel like we're all alone and we won't let anybody in. But whatever is weighing heavy on your heart right now, you really need to talk to somebody about it. Find a friend and be vulnerable and let them in. Question number eight. What voices have you been listening to lately? Have you been listening to voices from social media? Maybe the news media? Have you been listening to voices of what you think other homeschool moms are doing? Have you been listening to voices from your own mind that are lying to you about what other people think about you? Have you been listening to the voice of the enemy in his very subtle, deceitful way of twisting the truth about who you are or about who God is, about who your children are? You need to identify what voices are you allowing to speak in your mind, and then go back to the truth of God's word and remind yourself of what is true. That's the voice we need to be listening to. Question number 9, is there a hurt that you need to forgive? We see this all the time in our relationships. Hurts that are true. Somebody really did something wrong. Somebody really said something they should not have said. The hurt is real. But God takes us to a place of freedom as we choose to forgive other people for the wrong things they've done. It doesn't excuse what they did, but it can free you from the burden of it. Question number 10. What are you doing for joy with your family? You know, a lot of these questions, I'm asking you to consider honestly what's really going on deep inside your heart. But it's also important for us to consider, what are we intentionally doing to pursue joy with our family? What is it your children are asking you to do that you feel like you don't have time for? Is it going outside and jumping in the leaf pile? Is it making apple pie together? Is it sitting down and reading a book? Jumping on the trampoline? Going hiking? Going camping? What do your children want you to be doing with them? You know, it's not just something to do for them. It's something that will bring your heart joy as well. So consider, what is it you want to do for joy this week with your family? All right, so I hope you'll spend some time thinking through these 10 questions. Again, I don't know which one will resonate with your heart, but I kind of think one of them will resonate with each of us. I always like to leave you with one step to take at the end of every episode. Today, though, I don't know which one step you need to take, but I think the Holy Spirit is probably prompting you in something. What is the one thought that's rolling through your mind as you finish listening to this episode today? I think that's probably the one step that you need to take. I hope you'll join me next time as we talk about homeschooling with depression. I really hope you don't need this episode, but I bet you know someone who does. So until then, I pray that the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.